This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Eric Evans. Eric is the CEO of Surgery Partners. Surgery Partners is one of the largest surgical services companies in the country. They do a ton of work in joint ventures with health systems. They have 180 locations in 30 states today, a lot of surgery centers, a few surgical hospitals, I believe. Eric Scott has had a great career, and he took over the role of CEO at Surgery Partners January 2020. What a fascinating time to take over right before COVID really hit the United States. He's also an MBA from Harvard Business School and an undergraduate from Purdue University, a magnificent school in the Midwest here. Eric, can you take a second to introduce yourself and tell us just a bit about Surgery Partners, and then we'll ask you a number of questions about what Surgery Partners is doing today and the work you're doing.
Sure, Scott, and great to be with you again today. Happy to be here. As you mentioned, I have been in healthcare since really my undergraduate days at Purdue. Spent a number of years with Tenet Healthcare, led their hospital group before joining Surgery Partners a couple of years ago, and it's been a great transition. Surgery Partners, for those of you not familiar, we are a national short stay surgical company. That's all we do. We're 100% focused on that. And you know, the great thing about our model is that we are able to save the healthcare system a lot of money. So when you think about Surgery Partners, we provide very highly cost-efficient, high-value, high-quality, great patient experience locations for short-stay surgery. We save the healthcare system hundreds of millions of dollars. And so our space right now is continuing to see lots of growth simply because of the fact that the health plans like us because of our quality, service, and price. Physicians like us because often they can be investors. They're also highly engaged, and they get a very efficient place to practice medicine. And obviously, patients have a superior experience. So we think we're, as a company, well-positioned. We're in 30 states, a little over a $2 billion company, and certainly excited about what's happening in the short-stay surgical industry.
Congratulations. And give me a moment on what was it like for you to transition from leading a really a hospital-centric organization to leading a surgery or short-stay surgical services organization. Take one moment in that transition, and then we'll dig into how your organization partners with health systems and a lot more.
Sure. Yeah. No, the transition has been quite interesting. I think it's actually been a natural transition for me. Even when I was with Tenet, I was involved with a lot of physician joint ventures. And I would say this on the transition, it's been relatively easy in that, you know, the model that I'm flipping to is so much a part of the solution we need in the healthcare system. As you know, hospitals are, they're very purpose-specific facilities, but they're really for high acuity patients. They struggle with lower acuity, providing lower acuity procedures at a great value point. And the transition for me has been a natural one in that I'm able to still partner with physicians. You know, when I talk to health plans, it's obviously from a very different vantage point. Most health plans are looking to move patients out of hospitals into, you know, higher value spaces. And so it's been a lot of fun. I mean, it probably in many ways, it's more aligned with what physicians want to do. They sit at the table with us. It's not so big that they're not part of the discussion around strategy and patient experience. We think that makes our product better. And more than anything else, Scott, I think the transition, the thing I've enjoyed most is the ability to focus. And so if you think about the traditional acute care model, you're often forced to be all things to all people. You run a full service ER. You may or may not be a trauma center. In my world, we do short stay elective surgery, and it allows us to focus on that and be great at it. And so every day we get up with that focus. We do it in partnership with physicians. Our mission statement is to enhance patient quality of life through partnership. So you hear partner both in the name of our company, also in our mission statement. And that focus has probably been the most enjoyable thing for me because we don't try to be all things to all people. We do a few things. We do them really, really well.
Fantastic. And take a moment, Eric, and Surgery Partners, short stay surgical services company, magnificent company. How do you partner with health systems and how have those partnerships evolved over time?
Sure. So I might back up for a second and say, you know, our company historically, the vast majority of our partnerships have been two-way partnerships, meaning between Surgery Partners and physicians, you know, and that's forced us to be innovative, really develop deep value-based relationship with health plans from our very get-go, to be very efficient and in many ways to be resiliently independent. We think that actually is a real plus for us when health system partners think about who to partner with. We do have, as you mentioned, a number of healthcare system partners, including Vanderbilt Health here in Nashville, UCLA Health, Baptist Health in Memphis. Those have been longstanding relationships. And typically, the way we partner with health systems, and it obviously somewhat depends on whether we're bringing existing assets to the partnership, whether they have existing assets, but it's typically a majority of the majority model, right? So we in the health system would own, 51% of a partnership. The rest would be owned by the docs. We could be the majority. The health system could be the majority. We're quite flexible. I think what I would say in our partnerships, though, what we seek is we want a meaningful equity stake because we bring a lot of resources to the table. Our goal is to help health systems move really quickly on their opportunity to grow their market share and to really, lead the market when it comes to outpatient services. And so we typically manage the facility. We may or may not be the majority owner. We're quite flexible in that strategy. But that's the typical approach. And then when you think about how those partnerships evolve, it might start with one center or two and grow to 5 or 10. Our goal is to be the kind of leading edge of helping that health system grow their outpatient surgical market share. And so we do that in conjunction with them. And we'll dig into that a little deeper here a bit later.
Thank you very much. And Surgery Partners is one of a handful of short-stay surgical companies that have a large number of facilities. Talk a little bit about how Surgery Partners differs than some other organizations, similar organizations.
Yeah, so I think there's a few things that distinguish Surgery Partners from our peers. One is we're an independent surgical facility and the only one really of national size. And when I say independent, what does that mean? We're not owned by a large health system or hospital company. We're not owned by a large health insurer or a physician services company. We just do short stay surgical. It allows us to be very agile and flexible. It means we don't bring any relationship conflicts to the table, whether that be on a health system side or a health plan side. And we're just able to really, really focus in on a given market short stay surgery. And we think that definitely differentiates us from our peers. We're extremely data driven. The second thing I would point out, whether that's how we approach physician recruitment, the way we think about service line selection, facility management, our quality and service scores. We believe that data driven approach is what's allowing us to really lead the industry in same store growth. And you can see that over the past couple of years. The third thing I would say is we just have deep experience and expertise in sustainably partnering with physicians and surgeons. And we think that allows health systems who want to partner with us to go recruit new surgeons, to maybe re-engage surgeons that have over time not been as engaged with their facility, really build deeper collaboration. And as a third party, we can help move really quickly on that. And I would say within that particular collaboration, we also have deep expertise in musculoskeletal, meaning ortho, spine, and pain procedures, and in cardiac. And as you know, those two areas are the ones that are most quickly moving from the hospital setting to the outpatient setting. And then finally, I would be remiss if I didn't mention what distinguishes us is we're a mission-driven organization. So I mentioned earlier, mission statement to enhance patient quality of life through partnership. It's a big deal to us, right? And our vision is actually to make high-quality surgical care accessible and affordable to all. And so when you think about us, we have core values that stand behind that. We believe deeply in that mission. I would point out we save the U.S. health system, the Surgery Partners platform, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. So we're part of the answer when it comes to healthcare cost. We deliver outstanding patient experience. I would mention that I'd be remiss or I would feel bad if I didn't mention that the vast majority of our hospitals are 5-star CMS patient experience, and that puts us in the top 7%. And so when you think about all those things together, what we bring to a health system is focus. We are independent, and we very much are able to help them move very quickly, add a great product, and hopefully attract new physicians and patients.
Thank you very, very much. And health systems come in all different shapes and sizes, small community hospitals, large health systems, academic medical centers, and a whole lot more. How does Surgery Partners partner with different types of organizations? How do you handle the fact that health systems don't come in one size?
Yeah, Scott, I think it's a great point, right? And actually, in my prior life, I learned this many times over. There is no one market, no one surgery center, no one hospital system that's the same. We at Surgery Partners really seek to develop and execute on growth plans that are aligned with the local health system leadership. So if you think about that, big picture, what we try to do with any health system partners, we sit down, we look at a bunch of data, right? We look at, what's the OR capacity in the market? What are the competitive dynamics, the service line opportunities? What are the new physician recruitment opportunities, just to name a few. And then we work on developing a three-year plan. So we look at the market, we say, where do we want to go as an organization with our health system partner? And we really focus on how does a health system play offense? As you might imagine, Scott, when I was running hospitals, the last thing I wanted was to find a partner who wanted to just cannibalize my existing business. That's a losing proposition for health systems. As they think about, you know, ambulatory surgery centers or expanding their ambulatory footprint, they want to play offense. You have to play offense. You can't afford to be shrinking. And so we look at things like, how do we expand cases amongst their existing medical staff? How do we provide a better service that re-engages their existing docs? What new products and service lines or service lines where maybe they don't have as much market share can we go play offense in on the value side, on the outpatient side? And then we look, we're all the time expanding our facilities, adding new capabilities. As you probably have heard, we've added a lot of robotic capabilities in our ASCs. We're quite good at physician recruitment. We work very closely with payers because, you know, our goal here is we'll never lead the market in price. We are actually always a value player. And the question for us is, how do we work with the health plans to create incentives for our physicians and for self-insured plans to move patients to the right setting of care? And then we're very, very focused with every health system partner. When you think about that three-year plan, looking at the map, where do they need to be successful long-term on the ambulatory footprint side? And then how do we help go execute on that so that they can focus on, as you know, the many, many things that health system leaders have to focus on? We're their partner, we're their extension that allows them to move really fast on the ambulatory surgery side.
Thank you. And Eric, doing a great job in driving the growth of Surgery Partners and working with Surgery Partners. Any closing thoughts for our listeners? Anything that we didn't talk about that you'd like to make sure you talk about with our audience?
Yeah, maybe a few things. You know, I would say we really do, going back to our mission, we value this role we play as a collaborator with physicians. You know, physicians, the top things they prioritize are, you know, ease of schedule, convenience, quality of life, being really efficient. That's what we wake up every day trying to deliver on. And we think with health system partners, we're able to deepen their relationship with physicians as well. We're able to create an affinity, both from physicians, but also patients. I mentioned earlier, you know, our hospitals are very high on patient experience scores. Our ASCs compare, you know, quite well to traditional acute care outpatient settings. And we continue to believe that the ability for us to focus on this one area, right, short stay surgical, and to deliver superior results, to move quickly, to really focus with the top physicians, and we have great physician partners. I think that'd be the last thing I would just mention here. What makes this model so valuable is we have physicians at the table with us, right? The reason we believe our service scores, our quality scores are better, the reason we believe we're growing faster is physicians are at the table with us, actively setting and engaging the strategy, and then we just stay focused on our mission. So those are the last things I would mention. We're certainly fortunate to be in the space we're in. I would also just say thank you to my 10,000 plus colleagues who get up every day and are committed to making enhancing patients' quality of life through partnership.
Eric, magnificent. It's really amazing to me to watch the job you've done at Surgery Partners thus far. Congratulations, and continue good luck in working with your physicians and your health systems and growing Surgery Partners. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. Always a pleasure to catch up.